And if I kept my pen up here, you'd say I keep it where?
Behind you, yes.
And if somebody's mumbling, you might tell them, well, take that chewing gum out of...
So I say mumbling, that's all you got, grumbling one.
You might say, I can't understand you. Take that chewing gum out of...
Out your mouth, yeah.
And, about the part that holds between your neck and the rest of your body, what do you call it? Between your head and the rest of your body, what do you call
it? Your neck.
And do you have a different name for the front part and the back part?
Well, your throat. And this little bone here, they call it the goozle.
The goozle?
Yeah.
That's a little...
That is not...
Knot in there?
Yeah. Well, that is the goozle because that's where your swallow goes through.
Mm-hmm. And you go to a dentist and have him look at your what?
My tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or my throat, if there's something wrong with my throat.
And what about the part down here under the teeth?
That's your gum. Yeah.
Dentists seem to pay more attention to that now than they do to the teeth. What about the flat part of your hand down here?
Mm. Now, Mr. call that the palm of my hand, and this part here is all connected. I don't know the difference either.
Well, that's the part I meant, just the whole,
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah, the palm of my hand.
And then if you double up your hand like that, you
the
make...
The fist.
Mm-hmm, and, let's see. You have a name for any part of the body that bends, like your elbow and your wrist and your knee.
Yeah. Well, your elbow, your wrist, your knee, your back.
You might say
all of it bends.
And if you're having trouble with those parts, you say, I'm getting sore in my...
My chest, or getting sore in my hip joint, or in my arm, elbow. Yeah, because I had something on that, it's a little bit larger hip. And that thing happened, it's been sticking off the big. They tell me they call that a cyst. I don't know. But I picked up a one before. Piece of board and something stung me and I knocked. I thought it was a wasp and I didn't see nothing. But when I looked, the thing was stuck out like that. It went down a whole lot. Well, I know poor he had them operated on his arm twice for that thing. Yeah, and he was a shrimp fisherman too.
So what about the part up here?
Shoulder.
And you have a name for the front part of your leg down here?
Well, they call that the well, it's the shin. Down here lower, this is on the shank of your leg. Up here, the calf of your leg.
The calf would be the back part?
Yeah.
And the shin and the shank would be the front part?
In the front.
What about the back part of the thigh up here?
No. All I can see is thigh. I never know what the middle part is. Well, there's a muscle in your leg. You have muscle down here as well as up here.
If you're out someplace talking and say out in the field, there's nothing to sit on and it's too wet to sit on the ground, so you sort of squat down. You say you're squatting on anything?
Well, I'm squatting on my feet because my coach, that's the only way he sit down or squat down. And you wouldn't talk in 5 minutes before you'd be sitting on your 2 foot, but if I do that, I couldn't hardly get up.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd do it just as regular. Yeah, he was accustomed to that. He lived to be 91 years old. And he died. Yes, sir. Thanks.
What do you say about a person who's he's able to do a lot of work and lift heavy weights? You say he's what?
I'd say he's a hard worker, that's all. Yeah.
Would you say he's big and...
Husky?
Let's see, what about stout? Would you ever use the word stout?
Stout?
Stout. You say he's stout?
Scout?
Stout.
Stout?
Mm-hmm.